Unit 7. C. Listening. B. Listen to the dialogue between Judy and Pam and fill in the chart about the festivals.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine too. What are you doing on the internet?
Well, I have a project about the festivals all around the world. I'm trying to find some information about them.
Oh, that sounds great. I'm interested in international festivals a lot. I wonder how and where they are organized. What have you found so far?
In Turkey, there is an important film festival. International Antalya Film Festival is organized in Turkey every October. It is one of the most important festivals in Europe and Asia, and the oldest one in Turkey. Famous figures of the world cinema, especially from Asian and European cinema, meet cinema lovers at this festival. Lots of new movies are shown. It aims to promote Turkish cinema.
To help the film industry? That's great! What about other festivals?
In India, Festival of Colors is organized in March. It is called Holi. It's fun, safe, and free. People bring their own dyes and use them all around the city.
What? They color the city?
Yeah, they dye and color the walls, the streets, and the people around.
Why do they do that? What is the purpose?
They celebrate the end of winter and the beginning of spring. The end of winter and the beginning of spring is holy for Indians. It is very important for them.
That's interesting.
And in Belgium, there is a dance music festival. It is called Tomorrowland and is celebrated every June. It's one of the world's largest electronic dance music festivals. Each year, over thousands of dance music lovers go to Belgium to dance all day long.
That sounds amazing. I love music and dancing. We should definitely go to Belgium one day to have fun and enjoy the music. Which festival is the most interesting one?
Well, I think La Tomatina is the most interesting one. It's a tomato festival, and people throw tomatoes at each other in that festival. It takes place at the end of August in Spain. This festival isn't tied to any ancient traditions. In 1945, a few locals began throwing fruits and vegetables during a parade. And ever since then, the tomato-throwing festival has continued on. It's just for entertainment purposes.
That sounds very funny, but messy as well.
Yeah, we should join one of those festivals one day.
Absolutely.